like I said, we've gotten great reviews. People love it. And I made it for people that are hot dog fans, but it's really it's a story of entrepreneurs. It's a story of, you know, business owners working to make successful businesses. In this case, it's all hot dog businesses. But it'll inspire you, and it'll also, you know, help you think creatively in terms of being an entrepreneur.
Everybody, this is Steve at Hot Dog Cart Radio. Today I'm talking with Mark Kotlinski. Mark's originally from Connecticut, lived in New York for a time, became a film producer, and recently came back to Connecticut. And he's the guy behind the movie A Connecticut Hot Dog Tour, which it's a really, really fun video. One of my readers is actually in the video, and that's how I found out about it. First mate Jim from Wieners on Water sent me a YouTube clip, which is a short segment from the video. And from there, Mark, I guess, saw that on the blog and contacted me. So I just want to say, Mark, welcome to Hot Dog Cart Radio. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking about hot dogs.
All right. Well, why don't we start by telling everybody how you got started in the film business.
Basically, I had a kind of backdoor. I have a business degree, but I had an internet company that was doing video in the internet, in the early stages of the internet in the late 90s. And I basically learned from doing, you know, filmmaking. So I was doing live shows, documentary kind of things, and just basically trial by fire. So I made all those mistakes and learned from those, and, you know, really got the bitten by the film bug and making documentaries especially. And that kind of led me to start doing my own projects, which were focused mainly in, like, music. Or, you know, I did a documentary on graffiti. And, you know, I've always been interested in food. It's been, you know, I grew up in Connecticut, so it's always been a part of our lifestyle. You know, I'm Polish, so hot dogs, kielbasa, sausage, that kind of thing was always an integral part of our meals.
All right, so you came back to Connecticut, and how did you know about all these hot dog places?
Well, when I started the film, I didn't know all the places that we covered. I started doing research. I knew a couple of them. You know, Capital Lunch. Capital Lunch is what I grew up on. And I went there with my father and my grandfather when I was younger. So that was a starting point, and it's a different kind of hot dog place, so it doesn't really get that much coverage. So I wanted to include that, but then I just started doing research, and I really tried to spread it out all over the state. So if there was an area that I wasn't familiar with, I said, okay, let's find out who the hot dog stand is in that area.
Okay, how did you go about doing that?
You know, from contacting people, you know, online, doing research on the web, message boards, looking at clips on YouTube, just basically trying to look all over just doing searches for Connecticut hot dogs and see what came up. And, you know, a lot of them came up, and we tried to feature a good cross-section of them, because what was more important for me was not these are the best. I was just trying to show a cross-section of the diversity of hot dogs in Connecticut, because that's one thing we have. We don't have a particular style, but we have a lot of different ones, so there's no one particular style, like they say, Chicago style.
Yeah.
We have, you know, like, we're big into chili. We're also big into hot relish. It all depends on where you go, and hot dogs are prepared a number of different ways.
Yeah, it is. It's a total regional dish. No matter where you go, they're different. I'm originally from Chicago, so I came up on the Chicago-style hot dogs. Living in St. Louis now, nobody here even heard of those. And when I started my business out here, it was almost a process of re-educating or educating people to – to get acclimated to the taste, but once they tried it, they loved it and they kept coming back. But I really did love that about your video, the diversity, the different kinds of hot dogs. It just gave me so many ideas of things that us hot dog cart guys and gals can use in our own business too. So it was very cool. I actually watched the film with my mother, who used to work for me when we had an actual hot dog stand, a permanent hot dog stand for a while out here. And we were both sitting there watching it, and we started looking at each other, and we'd look at the movie and look at each other, and we're like, man, that'd be cool to get another, you know, permanent hot dog joint going again. But
well, that's a big part of it. It's, you know, watching it, it'll do two things. It'll make you hungry first and foremost.
Yes.
And that's a necessary byproduct, I guess. But the other thing is, it's also, I try to show different types of stands, from the small 1-2 man kind of thing to bigger stands that developed over the years, but just also showed the owners, because it's really, the story is about the owners of each of the stands and how they got to where they're at. How did they end up in the business? You know, some of them are chefs. Some of them just took it on as a part-time job. Some bought into it. But I tried to show a cross-section of the interesting, because the owners are as interesting as the stand. It usually works that if you have a really interesting owner, you usually have an interesting stand.
Yeah, it's definitely a personality-driven business. Us cart operators, too, that's our main asset, is our personality and the way we interact with people. And don't have a regular old hot dog cart. Have some kind of a gimmick or some kind of a theme or something that makes you unique, because that's what separates you from the guy down the block, and that's what makes people successful.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of different types of hot dog stands, but the one thing is, like, I never found allegiance where people would be like, this is the only hot dog I like. People are like, oh, I'm in this area, I'm going to try this hot dog. And it's a location thing, but it always comes down to, you always got to have good word of mouth, because that's the most important thing. So if you're good as an owner and you make a good product, that word of mouth is going to spread.
Yep, that's exactly right. I want to just recommend this video to all of my readers. It's not specifically about hot dog carts. I want to be upfront about that. It's about permanent location hot dog stands. But, man, there's so many ideas in this video. And like I said, it just, my mother and I are watching it. Our heads were spinning. We're just thinking, oh, that's cool. Look what those guys are doing. And, oh, we should have done that. And it's really a great resource, not to mention just being highly entertaining. It's a really well put together film, and it's just fun to watch. So I highly recommend it. Mark, if people want to get a copy of this movie, how can they go about doing it?
It's available at our website, which is ctoriginals.com. And we're running a special, one DVD, $7.99, and $2 shipping. So $9.99 will get it to your house. And like I said, we've gotten great reviews. People love it. And I made it for people that are hot dog fans, but it's really it's a story of entrepreneurs. It's a story of, you know, business owners working to make successful businesses. In this case, it's all hot dog businesses, but it'll inspire you, and it'll also, you know, help you think creatively in terms of being an entrepreneur.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I'm going to put a link to your site where people can order that right down here at the bottom of this particular article, which is going to be posted on Hot Dog Cart News. And everybody, I really, highly recommend grabbing this video. It's going to give you a ton of ideas, and it's just fun to watch, too. So anyway, Mark, thanks for being with us on Hot Dog Cart Radio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I put a lot of heart and soul into it. I wanted at 10 stands that I covered, I wanted them to be happy to be a part of it, and they were, and so far I've gotten great reviews, and people are buying the DVD all over the United States, which is surprising to me, but at the same time, I'm happy that it's happening.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.